Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast. From the heart of the Black Hills, our mission is to make Jesus known. Each week, we share messages to encourage and inspire your faith.
Well, I'd just like to say happy Father's Day to all of you out there. May the Lord bless you today. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your tenacity. Thank you for never giving up on your children. Thank you for loving them. And can we put our hands together and give all of our dads a great big hand? God bless you. Happy Father's Day. And to those of you who are new to Bethel, man, we are so grateful that you are here. Bethel is much more than a church to attend. It's really a family to belong to. So can we put our hands together for our first-time guests? Welcome home. And also, we have a lot of people right now, our online family. Can we give them a great big hand? And if you would allow me, my mom watches every Sunday from Prescott, Arizona. Hi, Mom. Happy Father's Day. Uncle Harold, Uncle George, I love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to do that. That means a lot to her. And how many know, happy mama, happy son, and maybe long life for me. Amen. Well, we are in a series called Deeper. How many have enjoyed this so far? Deeper. And we had such a move of God last Sunday that I decided I was planning on preaching on something else today. But after what the Holy Spirit did last Sunday, I decided we're going to do a two-parter on growing deeper in our encounter with God. Last Sunday, I talked about the woman at the well encountering the Lord. And one of the biggest takeaways that I shared, how many recognize the Lord knew everything about this woman at the well? She had been married 5 times, and she had a situation, that guy that climbed out of her window the next morning. But listen, in spite of all of her pain, in spite of all of her stuff, all of her issues, the Lord deemed her valuable enough to wait at the well. He is the sitting Savior. He abides in a position of authority. Because He is our sitting Savior, it means He's not going anywhere. It means He's got our back. It means that it's going to be okay. How many love the sitting Savior today? Can you say amen? So today I want to talk part two regarding encountering with God and Father's Day. I thought we'd talk about Moses and his encounter with God at the burning bush. And just before I jump into this, I want to honor a couple of heroes in the faith that are here, our district superintendent and the first lady of South Dakota are here. Would you just shoot up a hand? The Shibleys, we love you. Thank you for your years of service. And I know that you're in a big transition right now. We pray that your latter years, which are many, would be greater and more blessed than your former years. I honor you, Pastor and First Lady. Thank you so much. All right. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about the encounter that Moses had with the Lord at the burning bush, but I want to maybe another subtitle, if I could. I want to talk to you about the powerful name of I Am. Names are powerful. I want to talk to you about the powerful name I Am. The term I Am relating to God appears over 300 times in the Bible. The first appearance of I Am is found in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. The last time I Am is mentioned in the Bible is in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 16, 20, and 21. And I'll just read the last verse, verse 21. The Bible says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." And how many recognize with the world events that are going on right now, it is going to usher in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not living in the last days. We are living in the last seconds. How many are looking forward to the Lord cracking that sky and taking us to our forever home? No more death, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more temptation. We're going to forever be with the Lord. Now, In the Gospel of John alone, this all-important phrase is spoken by Jesus, is repeated 7 times. Jesus repeats the words, I am. And in this repetition, we see the fullness of his character. John chapter 6, verse 35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. I love what Billy Sunday said, and I quote, I'm just a beggar telling other beggars where I found bread. And then in John chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. In John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. In John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. With that statement, he separated Christianity from the 4,200 other religions in the world today. How many recognize there are not two ways to the Father? There is one way. You got to go through the shed blood of the Lamb of God to see the Father and forever spend time and eternity with him. Come on, can you shout a great big amen? And then finally, in John chapter 15, verse 8, he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Names are significant, and names are prophetic. In Genesis chapter 17, Abram means father of nations. His name revealed his future. And there was a man who was rejected by his family, falsely accused and thrown into prison. His name, Joseph, which means he shall increase. You see, his name revealed his future. And then there was a man that who lived in fear of his enemies. And God gave him a name that means he who strikes down. That's Gideon. You see, his name revealed his future. So here's our lesson today. We have a tendency to see ourselves as we are and based upon our past, but God sees us not as we are, but who we will be. How many say that is a good word? So the tendency that we have is to see ourselves as we are and see ourselves in our past, in our mess, in our trial, in our tragedy, but that's not how God sees us. God sees us not as we were, not even as we are, but who he has called us to be. How many recognize he has good plans for his kids? I leaned over to Joey in the little huddle area we have over there where it's black and there's this fly catcher. It's crazy. It's like before I come out, there's like this fly catcher with these big, huge flies that, man, South Dakota has big flies right here. It's like, dear Lord, help me. But I told him, you know what? That song was prophetic. Good plans. And I just want to look you in the face. I understand Bethel is a great church, but how many recognize our future is greater than anything we have ever experienced in our present or in our past? If you believe that, can we give the Lord a great big hand? Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So listen, names are prophetic. So listen, I got a word for somebody today. Your name is no longer rejected. Your name is accepted. Your name is no longer weak. Your name is mighty. Your name is no longer defeated. Your name is victorious. And in Jesus' name, your name is no longer bound. Your name is free in God. In Jesus' name. So let's look at this encounter that Moses had with the I Am of the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 3, would you please turn or click to Exodus chapter 3, and I want to read the first 15 verses. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. I would encourage you, I don't have time to unpack that. Google Horeb, the mountain of God. You'll see crazy things that the Lord did on that mountain. And an angel, listen, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Moses, in a flame of fire in the midst of a bush. So Moses, he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. So this was a miraculous event. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So now there's a transition here. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, exclamation point. How many recognize when the Lord calls your name twice and the last one with an exclamation point, he's wanting to get your attention? I know if my daddy called my name more than twice, there was a belt coming. How many know what I'm talking about? So he said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. I wonder if that's a voice from heaven to somebody today. Personalize the word of God. What if he was looking over your life and saying your first name twice? I wonder if you would have the faith and the holy tenacity to say, Lord, here I am. I might not be much. You know, I got a pass, but Lord, here I am. And the little bit that I am, I give to you. I'm telling you, when you surrender your life to the Lord, great things happen in you and through you. How many with me? Can you say amen? So he said, I love that. Here I am. And he said, listen closely. First thing he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have a bucket list, and that's to go to Israel and to walk where Jesus walked. How many have ever been to the Holy Land? Let me see your hands. I'm told that it changes your preaching, your teaching. It changes your life. And I was, you know, thinking about this, oh, probably 7 years ago. Lord, you know, it's a bucket list. One day I'm going to end there. And I felt the Lord speak to me and say, son, every single place that you place your feet upon, whenever you walk in the altar, how many have been touched by the Lord Jesus in an altar? Come on. Can you say amen? You are walking where I have walked. You are walking. This is a holy, holy place. How many recognize Bethel is so much more than a building? We are the body of Christ. We are a church of the Spirit filled and Spirit led, and we walk where he walks. Can you say amen? I got to get through my text. Okay, what verse are we in? Somebody help me. He said, thank you. Right, where's my brother? Just got the haircut. Right there. Is everybody look, turn back here? He just got a Pastor Monty haircut. I love it. I asked him, did you sneeze in the barber's chair? This brother right there has a brilliant mind. And he literally writes every single scripture that I preach through and use on every Sunday morning for the last, I think, 4.5 months now. I honor you. You keep hungry for the word of God. So the Bible, you're standing on holy ground. Moreover, he said, listen, three generational God. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. If I could ask you a favor, put yourself there. You're seeing a bush, and the Lord is speaking through the bush, and he says, I want you to take your sandals off, because the place where you stand is holy ground. I want you to put yourself there. I want you to see the sight. I want you to see the fire. I want you to smell what Moses smelled that day. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Sounds like Rapid City, South Dakota. Come on, can I get a witness? To the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and the Termites. No, I added the termites. Forgive me, Lord. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. Beloved, he hears your cry. Here's your cry. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel come to me, and I have also seen, he sees you. I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, can I give you a principle here before I read it? If you argue with God and win, you lose. But if you argue with God and win, everybody wins. So Moses gets in this little argument with God. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you. Can we say amen? And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, conversing with God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, so he settled it in his heart, and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me. And they say to me, what is his name? This is powerful. Okay, God is about to give us his personal name. What shall I say to the children of Israel, the people of God, that who has sent me? And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, he is literally giving Moses his personal name. He said, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. Now listen closely. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Would you bow your hearts before the Lord? Father, we ask you to take the remaining minutes that we have. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for our hearts are hungry for more of you. God, we hunger for you. Would you bless the remainder of this service? Father, we lift up our Edgemont campus. Bless Pastor Nancy, Pastor Brad. Father, we lift up every Bible-believing church in Rapid City. May it be a great day for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I need to preach through this. Sometimes he said he encountered the Lord in the burning bush. And do you remember what the first thing God said to him? Take off your sandals because the place that you stand is holy ground. Sometimes it is the small, seemingly insignificant things that the Lord asks of you that when you surrender, God steps in and changes the world. How many recognize Moses? He had it going on, received the Ten Commandments, wrote the first five books of the Bible. He was the deliverer. And God said to him, remove your sandals. You know, I remember the day 44 years ago when the Lord spoke to me. Now, it wasn't something small like that. It was something pretty big. I was born again out of the drug culture. I used to be a little drug dealer in Northern California. And at the age of 21, I met the Lord and I was forever changed. But I remember he said, Monty, I want you to lay down the weed for my word. And I am so grateful that I said, here, Lord, it's destroying my life. I wonder what that small, insignificant thing that the Lord wants to take from you so you can live a big, bold life in God. Peter, put away the nets. Come with me and I'm going to teach you to fish for people. Peter, the guy that denied the Lord three times, and God restored him three times. The first post-Pentecost sermon, Pete led 3,000 people to the Lord. I'm telling you, that small thing that you're holding on to, if you will give it to the Lord, if you will take off your sandals, you will walk in authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So Moses is asking for God's personal name. And he said, God said, I am who I am. Now, I need to teach you. I just want to teach you a little bit today. Now, I am is the Hebrew name for Yahweh. I am is the Hebrew name for Yahweh. Now, would you like to know what Yahweh means in the original language? Thank you. I saw all those Baptist nods. Mm-hmm. Yahweh means three things: Redeemer, Deliverer, Savior. Can we say it out loud on the count of three? One, two, three. Redeemer, Deliverer, Savior. Of all the words that he could have used, he used I am, Yahweh, Redeemer, Deliverer, Savior. I want to look you in the face and I want to let you know that you have a Redeemer, a Deliverer, and a Savior. How many just say, thank you, Lord? Okay, now, the term I am relating to God appears just over 300 times in the Bible. So again, the term I am referring to God appears over 300 times in the Bible. This is going to blow you away. Everybody put your seatbelt on. We're belted in the Spirit. Do you know that the name Yahweh appears over 6,000 times in the Old Testament? Look at your neighbor and just say, wow. Now look at your second choice and say, you look good for everything you've been through. Go ahead. Genesis chapter 6, Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. His name releases grace. God wants you to know that he is your Redeemer, Deliverer, and Savior. Next, I want to talk to you about the I Am of the New Testament, the I Am of the New Testament. We've talked about the I Am of the Old Testament. Let's transition into the New Testament. If you turn or click in your Bibles to John chapter 8, and I want to read verses 56 through 58. Jesus speaking. Remember our statement, read the red and pray for power. Jesus is speaking. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Let me read it again. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Father, please help me communicate this. And Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Man, I just sense the Lord settling in right now. I think I'm going to leave this place with a full head of hair. It's how much I sense the Lord. So which part of God's character did Abraham deal with? Yahweh. Of all the names that God could have chose, he chose Yahweh, which means, 1, 2, 3, Redeemer, Deliverer, Savior. Jesus was literally saying, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus was saying, for all of them to hear, all of us to hear today, Jesus was saying, I am the one who dealt with Abraham. I am the one who saved Noah and his family. I am the one who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. I am. Now, this is one of the most profound moments in all of history, John 8, 58. And Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is literally saying, the I am of the Old Testament is standing before you now. And notice their response. They picked up stones trying to stone the Lord. And the Bible said it was a supernatural appearance. He just walked right through them. The I am of the Old Testament. The I am of the New Testament. I want to close, and I only need 10 minutes. How many will give me 10 more minutes? 10. Dear Lord, 20, 30, 40. We got some barbecue to hit. I want to talk to you about the I am of your life. The I am of your life. How many know I like to get personal? The Lord knows how many hair on your head. Some of us, that's easy. He knows your address. He knows all about us. So I want to get personal today. Rusty, I want to get personal. I want to talk to you finally about the I am of your life. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version of the Bible today. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And then we get the Great Commission. He said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." And he said, "Lo, help me out. I am with you." Next Sunday is water baptismal Sunday at Bethel Church. If you were sprinkled as a baby, you were not baptized by immersion, go to the Welcome Center and sign up today. If you knew the Lord and you were baptized, you took a right turn when you should have took a left turn, and maybe church hurt or mistakes or whatever, a failure, listen, I would encourage you, if you're starting your life and you're walking God again, sign up to get baptized next Sunday. I need to preach through this a little bit. The Bible said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, 5, don't love money, be satisfied with what you have. I think my wife is watching. I want to read that one more time. Be satisfied with... That was horrible. For God has said, come on, let's get back in the Bible. For God has said, "I will never fail you and I will never abandon you." Another translation reads, "I will never fail you. I will never abandon you." Listen, I will never loosen my grip on your life. God's grip is upon your life. It's upon your marriage. It's upon that prodigal. It's upon your children. It's upon your checkbook. Well, we don't have checkbooks anymore. It's upon your Venmo, whatever you got. The grip of God is strong. And in the seasons and the moments that I was weak, and the times that I gave in and wanted to give up, I'm mindful of the Word of God. Monty, put down the weed and pick up my Word. The Bible said that when I am weak, Lord, you're strong. And people have walked into my life. I've had so many people walk out of my life. I'm grateful that the Lord is here to stay. How many with me? Can we put our hands together and say, "Thank you, Lord"? I'm almost done. I'll never loosen my... Can I ask you a question? Who died for your sin? Jesus, I am. I'm going to get personal. Maybe I'll preach today until they turn my mic off. I just have a handful of minutes. See, I often see my name in His. Lord, I am sinful. Lord, I am separated. Have you ever felt separated? Lord, I am abandoned. Man, I was abandoned as a kid, beat up by my dad. I am alone. Lord, I am condemned. Lord, I am guilty. There's no hiding it from you. I am guilty. Have you ever been there? I am. I'm hurting. I'm broken. At times I'm confused, Lord. Sometimes I feel lost, Lord. I am finished. Then I look at the cross. I look at the cross. And I could hear my Lord shouting throughout eternity. I see my Redeemer, my Deliverer, my Savior, and I can hear him screaming, Monty, my son, I love you so much, I am taking your place. Come on, how many are grateful that the Lord took our place? And he screams with blood streaming down his face. With blood pouring from his hands, his back, his feet, his side. And he screams, I'm taking your place, son. I am condemned. I am your sacrificial lamb. I am the lamb that takes away your sin. I am guilty. I am judged. Come on, people. I am broken. I am crushed. When I look at the cross, I see my Redeemer, my Deliverer, my Savior shouting, Son, I am rejected. I am finished. It is finished. Dear ones, we can't stop there. Many people have died on a cross. We can't stop there. You see, it's the resurrection of I am that we discover our new I am. I was dead. Now I am alive. I was defeated. Now I am victorious. I was bound. Now I am free. I was lost. Now I am found. I was sick. Now I am healed. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand. Yahweh, Redeemer, Deliverer, Savior. I want to close with a story. I've shared this story maybe 2, maybe 3 months ago. Man, so beautiful, dedicating Canaan to the Lord and having his papa. Did you notice that Canaan and Papa Sean had the same haircut? Did you notice that? But I was born to be a papa. I was born to be a papa. And Bethany was married to Lucas for 9 years trying to get pregnant and couldn't. They did the in vitro thing and pregnant with twins, lost him in 3 weeks. And I'll never forget Bethany after 9 years of trying to get pregnant. I was born to be a papa. Walked in to the house and she said, Mom, Dad, I got to tell you something. And she said, I am barren. She said, I am barren. The doctor said that we'll never have children. And it just devastated me. And I'm trying to shield Bethany and Lucas, you know, other families, they have, you know, children. And I'll never forget that the I am that stood before Moses at the burning bush, the I am that saved Noah and his family, the I am that spoke to Abraham, spoke to my daughter and son-in-law. And I'll never forget, Mom and Dad, you guys home? Mom and Dad, you guys, yeah, we're home, sweetie, mellow out. Okay, just be safe. She drives in, runs into the house. Kelly and I are in the kitchen. And she looked at us beaming with a picture, and she said, I am pregnant. I don't know what your situation or your struggle is, but the I am that stood before all the people I mentioned and stood before my daughter stands before you now. By the way, I think we have a picture. That's Jada Ray. That's Jackson Danger. That's Brighton Ray. And I miss Jazzy. I am forever grateful that I am stood before my daughter and gave her 3 beautiful children. Beloved, as I close, I don't know what you're dealing with. And life can get so hard. One of the things I grow weary as a pastor is having to put this pastor face on, and everything's always great and shoulders. You know, sometimes life is hard. How many recognize sometimes life happens? I just want to let you know my final words. The I am of the Old Testament, the I Am of the New Testament, wants to be the I Am of your life. Would you close your eyes, bow your heads before the Lord? Father, thank you for this day. Or I don't know, maybe I just barely made it in. Flights canceled. I don't know if the enemy was involved in that. Maybe he didn't want me to preach this sermon. But Lord, here I am, thanks to your faithfulness and goodness, to deliver what you have given to me. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would search the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl today. Search our hearts, Holy Spirit. And I believe that there are people here in the sanctuary, that there are people watching online, that you are not right with God. You need to be saved. You need Jesus. You haven't strayed too far. You haven't done too much. His grace is greater than your sin. With every head bowed, every close, if you would eye close, you would say, Pastor Monty, before you close the service, please pray for me. I need Jesus. I need to be saved. I need to rededicate my life. I'm not where I should be with the Lord with no one looking. Can I just see your hands all over the building? Is there anyone here? Pastor Monty, please pray for me. I'm not where I should be with the Lord. Please pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Is there anyone else? I just want to wait a moment. I know there's more. I'm not where I should be with the Lord. Please pray for me. God bless you. I see you. I believe there are people watching our online family that you're not where you should be with the Lord. And the Lord is knocking on your heart, and he wants to redeem your life from destruction. He wants to welcome you home today. And church, would you look my way just for a second? Now, we celebrate here at Bethel together because we're a family. We've had three people raise their hand in this service, and I don't know what's going on online. Can we give them a great big hand? We celebrate your decision to come home, to come home. Some of you, you've been doubting. Listen, I'm telling you, you found your home. It's good to be home. And I want to lead you in a prayer, and I'm going to ask everybody in this auditorium, those of you who are watching online, to pray this prayer out loud right alongside these three people. It's a prayer that I learned from my spiritual father, Pastor E.E. Smith, at Oroville First Assembly of God 44 years ago. Would you bow your hearts before the Lord? And I'm going to ask you all to pray this prayer out loud. Those of you who raise your hands, pray it with all your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, let's all pray it together. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. Father, please forgive me for the mistakes that I've made, for the sin in my life. I'm sorry, and I repent. Jesus, I believe that you died on a cross, buried in a borrowed tomb, rose from the dead on the third day, according to Scripture. Jesus, right now, I place my faith in you, the Jesus of the Bible, the resurrected Lord, the I am that I am. Come into my heart, be my Savior, my Lord. Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I am now a born-again Christian, saved by grace through faith in Jesus' name. Church, can we put our hands together? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bethel Church Podcast. If you'd like to support our mission to make Jesus known, visit bethel.ag.